Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
I'm transferring Paige Lightfoot.
Okay, perfect. You can go ahead and complete the transfer. Thank you so much.
She's on the line now. Have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Hello, is this Paige?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Paige. My name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. We can try to see if we are going to be able to assist you, okay? But before we go ahead and move forward, I did just want to confirm some basic information for you first. Starting with, are you currently a resident of the US?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I have first name here, Paige. Is that PAIGE? Last name, Lightfoot. LIGHTFOOT.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And your phone number is the best one going to be 214-863-8820.
Yes.
Perfect. We can go ahead and get started. And in terms of the hair relaxer lawsuit, have you already found an attorney, or would this be the very first time you're looking into getting signed up?
This is the first time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm that you hadn't signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and were you the one that had used hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, ma'am.
And after using the hair relaxer, were you ever diagnosed with endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Yes, ma'am.
I see. I'm really sorry to hear that. Which cancer were you diagnosed with?
I'm bad with pronunciation.
You can spell it
I'm
out for
so
me.
sorry.
That's okay. Spell it out the first few letters and I'll find it for you.
It's SER. OUS, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, let me see. Let's see. Let me find it because I know that's a subtype. So let me try to see if I can find. Okay, so it looks like. Let me see. Let me type in ovarian cancer. SER. Cirrhosis. Okay. Okay, so it would be cirrhosis ovarian cancer. You said that was SEROUS. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
I see. Okay, I found it. So that would be a subtype of ovarian cancer from what I see here. And I believe the pronunciation is cirrhosis.
Cirrhosis. Okay,
Cirrhosis.
cirrhosis.
Okay, so I'll
Okay.
go ahead and put that in, but thank you for sharing that information with me. So you are confirming that it was, your cirrhosis was a form of ovarian cancer that you were diagnosed with. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, let's go ahead, collect some information here. And when was it that you were diagnosed with your ovarian cancer? Would you happen to remember the exact month, day, and year?
Not the day, but definitely the year.
Okay.
It was November of 2023.
November of 2023. Okay. Just as an estimate until we do get your actual records, are you okay with me putting November the 1st of 2023 as your diagnosis date?
It was more closer to the end of the month.
Okay. You want to do 25th?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and put July. I'm sorry. My apologies. Okay. November at 25th of 2023. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And who had diagnosed you? Do you recall your doctor's name?
Yes, his name is Dr. Cullens. Cullen. Oh man, Cullen Archer. Cullen Archer.
Okay.
I have three different doctors. I'm so
That's okay.
sorry.
That's okay. Dr. Cullen, was he the one that diagnosed you? Was it in Arlington that he diagnosed you?
Yes, at Medical City.
Medical City. Okay, got it. Okay, let me go ahead and put in that info. Okay. Okay. Okay, and did you use hair relaxer more than four times in a single year before you're diagnosed with cancer?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. Okay. On average, how many times per year would you say that you used it prior to being diagnosed? Like weekly, monthly?
Monthly. Round, it's really like semi, kind of like around semi because,
okay.
I mean,
maybe like once, right. Okay. So maybe like once every 2 months, like six times a year. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 4 to 6, yeah.
4 to 6. Okay, we'll just put 4 then. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your date of birth?
July 25th, the 92.
Okay, I have July 25th of 1992. Okay, and for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender?
Female.
Thank you so much. And full social whenever you're ready.
632-32-0013.
Perfect. I'm going to read that back to you. I have 632-32-0013. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, and besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that had also used hair relaxer and was also affected similar to you, or not to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, got it. And was it primarily the state of Texas that you were using hair relaxer?
Oh, yes. This is okay. Where I resigned, yes, ma'am.
I see. Okay, got it. And if in terms of the start date and the end date of when you were using hair relaxer, do you have a rough estimate of, let's start with the year. Do you remember when you started using hair relaxer?
Yeah, around 16, closer to 16.
Okay.
When I started growing my hair back out.
Okay, and would that be when you were 16 years old, or would that be 2016 that you were using it?
No, 2016.
2016. Okay, just wanted to make sure. Are you okay with me putting January 1st, roughly, of when you had started using it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and in terms of when you stopped, when did you stop using hair relaxer?
Around November, when I wasn't feeling well. Around November 2023.
Okay, I'll go ahead and put November 1st of 2023 as a rough estimate. Does that sound about right to you?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, so that would be, let's see, 2016 to 2023 would be seven years, right?
Yeah.
And did you use hair relaxer in the salon, home, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. Got it. And when you did it at home, where did you buy the hair relaxer from? Like a Walgreens, a CVS, a beauty supply store?
No, hair store.
Hair store. Okay. Okay, got it. Okay, and when you had it done professionally in a salon, where was the salon? And if you don't remember the name of the salon, that's okay. Just the city would be fine.
Oh, Grand Prairie, Texas.
Got it. Perfect. Okay, and if you can remember the product, like the name brand, do you remember which product you used? Was it African Pride, Cream of Nature, Dark and Lovely?
It was Dark and Lovely in Motions.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. Okay, and now did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year?
Excuse me, run that back. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
That's okay. Is this better? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I know this is kind of a complex question, but so did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year?
Oh, yes.
Okay, got it. I know it's a tough question, though. That's worded. I'm sorry about that. Okay, and after being diagnosed, what type of treatments did you receive? Like chemotherapy, radiation? Did you have to have a hysterectomy?
Yeah, Yeah, it was chemo. And I actually denied the partial hysterectomy because I was so, I'm still so young.
Right.
And I took, and I took just pain medications rather.
Okay, got it. And in terms of when you started your chemotherapy, and you can kind of gauge this based on when your diagnosis date was, but would you happen to remember when you started your chemo, when exactly that was? So, for example, if you were diagnosed November 25th of 2023, how soon after you were diagnosed did you start chemo? Do you remember it still being in 2023, or did you start chemo in the new year?
No, I started that year.
That year. Okay. So, sometime between November and December, as a rough estimate, did you
yes,
want to
ma'am.
Go ahead and put December 1st of 2023 then?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, December 1st of 2023. Okay, I'll go ahead and put that in. And was that also by Dr. Cullen, or was this by a separate doctor that did the treatment for you?
No, that was Dr. Cullen.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me go ahead and put in their information again. Okay. Got it. Go ahead and do that. And I'm just putting in the information that you already shared with me. So just bear with me a moment here. Okay. And besides first and last name, Paige Lightfoot, do you also have a middle name or middle initial that you go by, or just Paige Lightfoot?
L is fine.
L as in Larry, is that correct?
Yes, as in Larry, yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that. Okay. I also have an email here for you already. It's PLASHUN1992@gmail.com. Is that still a good email for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And what's the best address for you?
1409 Hereford Drive. H as in Henry, E as in Ill, R as in Red, E as in Ill, F as in Fancy, O as in Octopus, R as in Road, D as in Dog.
Drive? In Horizon
yes,
City?
Yes, Drive, sorry.
Okay. No
Arlington, Texas.
Okay. So instead of Arlington, I actually pulled up Horizon City. Is Arlington more accurate? Okay.
Yeah, it's Arlington, Texas.
Okay, got it. All right, perfect. So I'm going to read that back to you. And is that a house, apartment? Is there a unit number?
That's a house.
Okay, got it. So, perfect. So I have 1409 Hereford Drive, Arlington, Texas, 76014. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And at Dr. Cullen's office, they would have the medical records showing your diagnosis there. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. And last thing here is I'll just need an emergency contact from you. It could be anyone.
Because I don't be around people much for all of that.
Yeah, no worries. And again, the number that you give us, it's not going to be a number that will be able to share information about your case. It's purely just for us to call and ask if they're able to help reach you. Just in case this number that we have here does get disconnected, that's all. But we're not able to share any information about the case to them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So 817 233 2849.
Okay, perfect. And whose number is that? Just the first name is fine.
Roy.
Okay, and I just need relationship, friend, neighbor, family member.
Father.
Thank you so much. All right. And if I'm not already, you can go ahead and put me on the speakerphone. What I'm going to do is I am going to prepare the consent forms so that we can go ahead and request the medical records for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And before I do that, I am just going to, of course, make sure I have the information correct here as well. And once we get this signed, that'll be the only thing that we have left to do here, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me just make sure everything is accurate. Okay. So I have, are you please confirming that your name is Paige L. Lightfoot at 1409 Hereford Drive, Arlington, Texas, 76014?
Yes.
Okay. And you are confirming that your date of birth is July 25th, 1992, with Social Security number as 63232-0013. Is that all correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay, so I just sent that over. You are going to be seeing a text message notification. Go ahead and click on it once it pops up.
Okay, that's done.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead and click on that link, and then once you go ahead and follow that link, it'll take you to the consent form that you'll be signing here, okay? And it just usually just takes about a minute to take care of all this. Okay, and if you're stuck anywhere, just let me know. But I think you're already looking at the page. Go ahead and just take a look at the yellow box with a downward facing arrow, and you can at that point draw your signature.
Okay, yeah, I did that already.
Okay, perfect. And then at the bottom, once you are all set, you can click on where it says finish.
Okay, I'm done signing.
Perfect. I saw it on my side. Let me just make sure everything is good. And you can exit out of there. I know there's a continue button. That's just asking you to create an account, which we don't need you to do. So you can exit out of there.
Okay.
Okay, so everything is perfect here. At this point, you don't have to do anything at all. From now until the next 4 days, someone from the law firm is going to be contacting you for an introductory phone call. And at that point, then they'll start pulling your records. In a moment here, I am going to text you my direct number, so in case you ever have questions about your case, just feel free to give me a call and I'll be able to assist you. Okay, Paige?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but if we are able to help you get justice here, that's what we intend to do, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Yep, thank you. You have a good rest of your day now, Paige.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.